When Paul writes what are likely to be his last words to Timothy, he wants him to know what he's facing, and so he is honest, even blunt. Timothy needs to be ready to serve in a difficult time. Paul explains to him in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy the context in which he's going to be labouring. He warns Timothy that in the last days perilous times will come, that between the first coming of Christ to accomplish salvation and the second coming of Christ, his return in glory for judgment and to bring his people to himself, there will be these perilous times or dangerous seasons. There will be times and places where the spiritual temperature is dreadfully low with regard to godliness and fearfully high with regard to wickedness. And as you look at Paul's description of the character of the world in such times, you have to say it is painfully close to what most of us are now experiencing. And in that environment, there'll be false teachers who are corrupt in their minds, disapproved concerning the faith. They have a form of godliness. They've got the appearance of religion, but no true sense of its power in their lives or in the lives of anybody else. And Timothy is to be very much apart from such men. His school has been the apostles' footsteps. He has followed Paul through the labours of his lifetime and has seen what is involved in faithfulness. Timothy himself has known the scriptures from his youth, and they have made him wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus, and they've continued to provide him with everything he needs for life and labour so that he is thoroughly equipped for every good work. And so what does Paul say Timothy is to do? What is Paul's parting shot? What's the one thing that Timothy needs to remember in the light of this difficult environment and with the example of the apostle before him and with the equipment that he's been given? I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. And you can feel the weight of those words. Timothy, in the light of eternity, given the context in which you work, there's one great concern that you must pursue above all things. What's that going to be? Verse 2, preach the word. Does that disappoint you? Does that somehow seem something rather less than what Timothy really needs? Is he bringing a knife to a gunfight? Preach the word. Proclaim the truth of God. Paul expands upon that. Be ready in season and out of season. Whether or not it seems like the right time, or you feel like it's the right time, or you feel particularly well equipped for it, Timothy, speak that truth plainly and powerfully. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. Not angrily, Timothy, but firmly. Not wishy-washy, but directly. Bring that truth to bear upon the souls of sinful men and women, that they may know that there is a God, that they themselves may become wise for salvation, and that rather than running after the things of this world, God's people may then walk in righteousness, kept from stumbling, kept from diverting from the path, but continuing in godliness to the very end. And you'll need such patience, Timothy. You'll need to be so careful, because there'll be men out there and women who will tickle the ears of God's people with all kinds of foolishness and frivolity and sometimes vileness. But you speak the truth. And my friends, if you have pastors and preachers who are seeking to be faithful, then they have the same marching orders as Timothy did. Do you understand their calling? Do you pray for them? Are you eager for this? Not for the ear tickling that the world is so good at, but for the faithful and fruitful preaching of God's truth from the mouth of men who have been called and equipped by God himself for the work of ministry. This is our great concern, and that is what we will hear this coming Lord's Day, and I trust every Lord's Day and during the week, if men are preaching the word, ready in season and out of season. So look for it, long for it, pray for it, and respond righteously to it, that God may be glorified even in the darkest of days.